There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
NBA's back, tipped off last week. So did all the promotions at Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Great house specials and the place to go for the latest odds, lines, and promotions. And their weekly same game parlays. Place three or more same game parlays each week. Receive a free $10 NBA bet during October and November. Go to BetRivers.com and download the app today at BetRivers. It's a whole new game. Played 9 years in the NFL. First round pick, MVP of the championship team at Colorado. Was on the Atlanta Falcons too legit to quit team. And he's with VSiN. Does a great job. Mike Pritchard joins us now to talk NFL at this time every week. So you playing in the league, what do you think the locker room's like in Green Bay? Where Rodgers comes out and says, because you know they are going through the team meetings, but the guys who are making the mental mistakes shouldn't be playing. What do you think how's that going to resonate?
It doesn't, man. I mean, and great to be with you guys, by the way. You know what? The dynamic with Rodgers is interesting to me because here's a guy that clearly has established himself as a first ballot Hall of Famer, hands down, one of the best players to ever play that position of quarterback. But the age gap is alarming, though.
Yeah.
And the fact that he can't relate to these guys in a certain way, it's like he needs to lower himself to their level, which bothers people. And it bothers people in that locker room because I know you're an elite player, but, man, they're your teammates, right? How are you going to elevate and establish yourself differently than anybody else in that locker room doing the same thing you do? I get it. Your career is certainly one that you feel like you might be entitled that way or you can present yourself that way. But you got to help these young guys understand what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you can't talk down to them. And I think today's athlete especially. That dynamic, you know, we saw Ben Roethlisberger go through it with Pittsburgh. Couldn't really relate to those players and they got to the playoffs still. I don't know if there's enough time for that to happen out there in Green Bay. We'll see, though.
Well, you got to build them up. And the other thing is, he goes, no one said anything. What rookie's going to come up to him and get in his face and be like, hey, I didn't appreciate that?
Right. I mean, the thing is, too, though, Paulie and Mitch, I mean, there's nobody from a leadership position at that wide receiver in that wide receiver room either. Like, I would love to have seen, Randall Cobb has been there, but he left and then he came back. But I would really love to see somebody like I had. You know, I had Drew Hill. I had Andre Rice. I had people in that room that has been in the league a little bit longer. And then when I became Pops in the locker room, I mentored the younger players too. So they don't have that out there in Green Bay right now to give that illustration to those young guys out there.
Okay. You were on plenty of long cross-country flights in your life as an NFL player. So, you know, you can build camaraderie, team chemistry on flights. You can play cards. You might have a couple of cocktails. Who knows, right? Friendships are built up on flights, I'm guessing. What is that like as a teammate right now on the Denver Broncos team of Russell Wilson if you're on a long flight together and he's up while everybody's sleeping and he's doing the knee highs and the stretching the entire time? I mean, that to me is just like, I would just look at him like, what, dude, sit down already. Knock it off.
Well, you know, people have brought out the checkbooks too on flights like that, Mitch. I mean, hooray, spades, you name it. The gambling has been insane. I've seen guys write five-figure checks on flights like that, international flights. It's not shocking, though, as a player. Here's the thing about Russell Wilson. The guy only sleeps 4 hours a day. Everybody knows what Russell Wilson is about. He's corny, right? He's plastic. I mean, you kind of hear all that about Russell. But that's what you like about Russell, too, because, you know, that's what Denver was attracted to. But you're not winning. And so now the same thing that you loved Russell Wilson for is now what you're starting to hate him for, right? I mean, we've all can relate to that, I think, in our personal lives at one time or another. Like, the same thing. A good friend of ours, Todd Parmley, mentioned this to me years ago. The same thing that people love you for, they'll eventually start to hate you for. And that's Russell Wilson. His personality, he has not changed. The only thing that's different are the fact that the Broncos haven't won. Right. And so the expectations are so high on Russell that it's impossible for him to be right or for him to do anything the right way. I would laugh at it, to be honest with you. I would clown him. But then when it's time to suit up and play a football game, I'm going to support him. And I tell you what, guys, I think the sentiment is so low on Russell Wilson right now and the Broncos, man. I actually like the Broncos. And in honor of Halloween, man, I'm going to bring back this this throwback helmet here, man. I mean, beautiful. They're catching 2.5 points right there. Now, this is the donkey helmet, too, by the way. All right, this is an old emblem from the Broncos way back in the day. But, no, I mean, I think the sentiment is so low on Russell. I'm taking a look at that +2.5 situation for the Broncos right now.
Okay, so you played there and you live there. What are you hearing on what happens if they lose the game?
Well, I think that could be one of those long flight homes, extra long flight homes, I think, for Hack. I don't think that it would be knee-jerk, though, because everything's so new. You got new owners, the GM, the Hackett situation. But, there's an attractive name out there. And this franchise had done this in the past, too, by the way. When I got traded to the Broncos, Wade Phillips was my quarterback. I was my head coach. Mike Shanahan won a Super Bowl out there in San Francisco in 94. And Pat Bowlen, the then owner, rest in peace, Mr. B, said, you know what, Wade, yes, I know you guys went 500, but there's a guy out there that I want, and that is Mike Shanahan. So he fired Wade Phillips after 1 year, 1.5 years, because he was interim too. So then brought in Mike Shanahan. So I could see Denver doing something similar at the end of the year. I mean, it could be a long flight home and people knowing what's going to happen at the end of the year. I don't know if they'll knee-jerk and do that midseason, though.
So Belichick said the plan the whole time was to play both guys Monday night. Mm-hmm. But the message never made it to the offense? How's that possible?
That's idiotic, to be honest with you, because you got to practice, guys. I mean, you don't have so much time to practice. You only have so many reps. And there's no way you could prepare both quarterbacks with equal reps out there.
Right, that didn't happen. Exactly.
Right.
Mac took all the reps. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, look at the mishap on the fumble handoff.
Yep.
To a receiver, right? I mean, those are the kind of things that get you beat. And that was shocking to me that Bill Belichick is doing things as a head coach, as long as he's been a head coach in of that organization, that franchise, he's doing things to get themselves beat. Mm-hmm. Not only did they get beat physically, but mentally as well.
Yeah, good point. Stupid play.
Right.
Zone read, inside handoff to a wide receiver with a backup quarterback. It taking any direction you want tonight, but the struggles with Tampa Bay and Brady, and certainly, as I've said all week, I have to give more respect and props to Arians because Leftwich Bowl's not getting it done this year either.
Right, right. Offensively, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the same, right? Tampa Bay last year, guys, they skewed it from a pass-run ratio. And I mentioned this before, 67 to 33% pass-run ratio. But last year, Brady was throwing for 43 touchdowns. You know, the guy was incredible. This year, they're running the same stuff, doing the same thing, and the league has caught up with that, right? Look how the league has changed so far this year with the rushing attack and just different elements of offenses out there that we're seeing being implemented. Whereas the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are doing the same thing, and you're doing the same thing so anybody can beat you on a given game day. I mean, look at what the Panthers did. And I know a lot of people are making noise about the Ravens and, okay, everybody's banged up and they don't have people out there. A backup team just beat Tampa Bay at home last year. I'm talking about Carolina Panthers last week. And so on a short week, you're trying to prepare for Lamar Jackson, which is difficult in a regular week. Now in a short week, and then offensively, how are the Buccaneers going to be different? And I know there's a number of players missing for the Ravens. I get that. But sometimes those younger players will be energetic and more energy on the field is certainly could be needed, could be helped the cause for the Ravens that way. So I didn't play this game. I talked to Will Hill earlier this week. He liked the first half situation with Baltimore, and I can get on board with that. I kind of like that side.
Did you realize that as of right now, the Buccaneers legitimately have the worst rushing game in the history of football?
Yes, I believe
by the numbers.
I believe it. I mean, just looking at their pass-run ratio, Mitch, I mean, it's incredible that they're the exact same team they were last year, but obviously a year older and totally different than last year.
I'm fascinated by this game tonight.
It is. It's a good game.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
the line move.
Right, yeah, right.
No, it doesn't mean much to go through the money line again. I get that in the zero. But if they lose, Pritch, I mean, 3-5. 3-5. And they have the Seahawks and the Rams coming up.
Right. And Brady has not had, a below 500 record since, 2002?
You got
at this time of the year, right? Yep, exactly. Exactly.
That's the last time he lost three in a row as well.
Can you imagine your personal life being exposed the way it is to right now and how to handle that each and every week?
No, it would suck, right?
Oh, beyond suck.
It would be terrible.
Yes, it would be. Yeah, it would be horrible. It would be a horror movie. Seriously, I mean, each and every day you're waking up to some tabloid or some rumor, something factual about what's going on in your personal life. And not only dealing with that, dealing with the struggles on the field and inside that locker room, because you know those guys didn't like Brady the last couple of weeks. His attitude, it's the whole elite aspect of things, like when Aaron Rodgers was talked about. And now you have Brady, who's in his 40s, for Pete's sake, who can't relate to a lot of those guys in a significant way, and especially in a way that is needed right now as you're struggling.
Happy belated birthday, buddy.
Thank you very much. I made it today. I was shocked I was going to wake up this morning.
I made you the dog. I would have made you the dog. Okay. Yeah.
You can follow him on Twitter. He's at MI Pritchard, and he does a lot of the weekend shows here on VSiN as well. So it's always fun to get his perspective as well. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy the games tonight and also this weekend.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Good luck.
Yeah, be good. Appreciate you. Good perspective there. Yeah, five-figure checks written back when he was playing, for sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just the last dance.
Kendrick Perkins story.
Yep.
The Celtic teams.
Got at
arm
it.
Arm wrestling
got
and
after
everything.
Big time. Yeah. We'll recap the betting action from last night with win some, lose some. And again, we'll go over a big move in the NBA that got there. It was the right side, and now an injury from that game as well.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct.
$20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, Champions League, Tottenham draw, plus 350, 1-1. Leverkusen, Atletico Madrid draw, 3-1. That was 2-2. Nigel goes 4-0 with his leans yesterday. Unbelievable. Frankfurt went over right away in that match. All right, take it away, Mitch. Heat +1 went off a 2.5-point favorite, routed Portland.
Yeah, they blew them out last night. Damian, something to monitor here. Damian Lillard played 26 minutes. He left the game with a right calf strain. So if he misses some time, they have the Rockets coming up, the Grizzlies, and then at home against two straight, actually, against Phoenix. So that's their best player off the court. And I think part of the reason why you like the Blazers win total under this year.
There was a whole handicap. What if something happens to Lillard, right? And then they could also maybe tank if the season, they are 4-1, have been a great start.
Yeah, right.
That's right. Cavs magic under, 219 down to 215. Easy money, 103.92. Nets Bucks under. Whoa, what a second half by Milwaukee. The only unbeaten in the NBA. 233.5 down to 230. 110 to 99. Kyrie yelling at Ben, shoot, Ben, shoot. Not happening.
No, he won't do it.
Nope.
He's allergic to the rim. I think that's now Giannis is 6-1, I believe, against KD in Brooklyn.
All right. It happened again. Oilers, a perfect 7-0 goal in the first 10. Cash that ticket. That got there. Every Oilers game, there's been a goal in the first 10. Islanders, $1.10 up to 150. And this from Ralph Michaels. We've touched on this last week. Divisional games this year in the NFL. There's five of them this week. 76% of the under on the season. Carolina, Atlanta, Patriots, Jets, Titans, Texans, Rams, 49ers, Bengals, Browns. Those are your five this week. 76% of the under. Incredible. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos? Eh? I'm looking good, huh? I don't know. Dog checking himself in the mirror? But who's that? A little confused about who it is, or maybe just
I like that.
Checking my, could be a little bit of both, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, look good. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, feeling myself. on the runway, the dog getting up in the mirror, coming back up. Yeah, not bad. All right. Been working out a little tone. Yeah, treadmill. Excellent. And trouble afoot here. There is trouble in the living room where the baby's playing. The dog comes in. What is that smell? And the dog... The dog gets so sound the alarms up. This is the baby had an accident.
Time for a change.
And the dog is alerting the parents about... Look, his eyeballs get huge about we have an incident here with the baby. Come on, little help. Very good. Excellent job, Dan. It's always Miller time. Lose some. Sixers, Raptors under. 215 down to 211. I don't blame Eskin. That's 11 with the Sixers. They lose again.
You know, it's almost as if the 76ers players are out there trying to get Doc Rivers fired.
Yeah.
That's how bad the start of the season is.
Yeah. Lakers Nuggets over. 227 up to 230 and a half. 110 to 99. Lakers 0-4 on the season.
Second worst record in the NBA. The Magic are 0-5. They're the only two winless teams, I believe, in the entire sport.
Yeah. They have had a tough schedule. But, Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers. Hometown book. There you go. Happy Halloween. Watch out for those trick-or-treaters. They hide in the leaves a lot.
Leaves, yeah. They'll come and get you.
Good stuff. Weird NBA season. Something. What about last night? Some of the Timberwolf game was a ton of points. The Bulls game died, which hurt my feelings. Only a combined 37 in the fourth quarter. That game, and the Atlanta game died, too, after a crazy first quarter and a half as well.
Looked like they were going to get beat.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Also from last night, the Magic lost again. We just pointed out, they're now 0-5 on the season, but the number one overall pick in the draft, Paolo Banchero, are we paying attention to what he's doing so far? Now, I have Benedict Mathurin at 15-1 from right after the draft.
Well, he's live. That's a good bet.
So he started off the season the most points after three games by a rookie in like years. He had, I think, 74 points after his first three games, killing it, right? Banchero, going back to last week, his first game, he had 27-9-5. The next night it was 20-12. Then 23-5-3 against the Knicks, 21-4. Last night he had 29-8-4.
Jesus.
I think he's around like even money already to win the rookie of the year.
All right. Good.
The record will not matter there. They could win 19 games and if he puts up these kind of numbers the entire year, he's going to win the award.
I am with you what you said earlier, too. I mean, this is an intriguing game, and can Tampa... I mean, again, it's been 20 years since he lost three in a row. He hasn't been 3-4 since 2002. But you lose back-to-back games as double-digit favorites, and that horror show at Carolina, you score 3 points. Worst rushing attack maybe we've ever seen. 25th scoring offense with Tom Brady, all the toys, all the additions they made.
Yeah, what
17 points per game. This is nuts, and I'm telling you, if Baltimore wins this game, I mean, peekaboo. I mean, this schedule coming up, easy street.
I will tell you this right now, too. I think the market is expecting this game to kind of have some regression in terms of points scored.
Yeah.
In a positive way, because it opened, 44? Now at 46. I mean, here you go. Here are the Buccaneers' scores so far this season. 19-3, 20-10, and it was a miracle to get to 20-10. 14-12, 41-31 was the outlier. 21-15, 20-18, and 21-3.
Yeah, the week two game is 7-7, 10 minutes left, I think it was.
Yeah, they can't score points. Yeah. They can't score touchdowns. I have one in the last 10 quarters for the Buccaneers. And the defense, they have injuries, but they're not, I mean, other than that Chiefs game when they allowed 41, they're not giving up a whole hell of a lot either. So, but if you go back again and look at the whole resume, easily could have lost to the Saints, right?
Should have lost.
Should have lost.
Call on that game by the officials.
Absolutely. I don't know how that plays out after the roughing the passer against Atlanta.
The Saints are getting the ball.
Atlanta's going
to get. They're getting the ball. They have to punt.
All right, right. And then in the Atlanta game, they're getting the ball back after the roughing the passer.
That's
down
true.
By six. I don't know what happens there.
Mm-hmm.
So they are 3-4, maybe 2-5 should be the record. They're getting a couple of breaks here and.
Yeah, I'm with you on the total. I don't agree with that either. I mean, six of the seven games have gone under. Six of the seven games, they've had 21 points or fewer. And Baltimore's played four straight unders, and they have red zone issues lately.
Uh-huh.
Brady's failed to throw a touchdown in six different halves. It's more than he had all but nine of his previous eight seasons. I mean, what?
Oh.
Come on.
So I'll say this. If they don't win their division, who does?
Well, it'd have to be Atlanta, right?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea. I mean, I'd like to sit here and tell you, because I have future bets on the Saints, like, across the board. And
so do I, but I just, you're not beating anybody. You keep turning the ball over like that.
No.
And with all these injuries and how bad the defense, what is going on with the defense, by the way? It was supposed to be okay. The defense was great last year. The problem was supposed to be on offense because you lose Peyton. It can't stop anything.
It's, well, they've had a lot of injuries.
Well, come on. I know, but it's Dennis Allen.
I know, but you lose that much talent on that side of the ball. It's tough to overcome that.
Well, they have guys out on offense, too. They're moving the ball.
Well, their updated win total is 6.5. That's the bet that I'm talking about that I gave up on. I have them to win at least 10 games. No, I have them to win the division. I have them to make the playoffs.
Well, it's a big one Sunday. They lose Sunday, it's not happening.
No, you can't.
But the next two games are at home. I could see it. I mean, they play the Raiders and the Ravens, but you're right. Doesn't look good. Top horse racing plays, ExpressBet editor-in-chief Jeremy Plonk. We're going to Keeneland. In the third race, he likes the 2. Wild Behavior. Juicy. 15-1 on the morning line. In the 7th race, he likes the 7. Civics Class on top. Also at 12-1. He is not to be trifled with. Bet these races and more at First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up today with the First Bet app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. You get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering in more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, easiest way to bet on your favorite sports, secure payments, great customer service, reliable website, VSiN.com/horses, VSiN.com/horses.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by this move on a total in that Raiders-Saints game. It was 47.5 on, I believe, what was it, Monday morning when we talked about it? Now it's sitting at 49.5, where there's a 50 out there as well. So definitely could read the market there that game was going to go up. The Titans are laying 1.5 or 2 on the road against Houston. That total's at 40.5.
That's the division game under angle.
I know Tannehill got dinged up.
Yeah.
Malik Willis had to come into the game.
Uh-huh.
And
there's another one. How about that play? Willis comes in, they run that stupid handoff to him, and they fumble.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. And so the Buffalo game, it's sitting 11.5. Better chance to go up to 13 or come closer down to 10?
Up. Because prisoner of the moment, last thing you saw, standalone game, public will bet the Bills.
Yeah, I think this is if the public keeps betting the Bills on everything, the Sharps will have a buyback. Yeah. I mean, it will reach that point where it's like, 13, are you nuts? Come on.
You see, the Eagles are talking to the Saints about Kamara? Imagine that too. Yeah,
I don't want that to happen. I have too many. I have too much involved there with the fantasy teams. I don't want that. We can't have that. Please, Philly, do not trade for him. That would take a wrecking ball to about 6 of my teams.
That'd be something. Oh, there's some trades coming. More trades are coming.
Oh, it's going to be. I mean, I love the addition of Robert Quinn yesterday. How can you not?
Good job. Yep.
Guy's a good player, man. Really good. We found a couple of bets that we like. And we will run those down for you coming up next. In-pocket plays for you here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're right.
All right, let's rumble. Penn State plus 15.5 against the Buckeyes.
The Buckeyes.
Now, they haven't done well straight up, but they've cashed some tickets here going back against Ohio State. I don't have to win. I just have to keep it respectable and close. Dolphins laying 3.5 in Detroit. Can't believe the line. I know Tua was rusty on Sunday, but I think he'll bounce back, and the Lions will put it on. They'll put it on the Lions, and the Lions can't stop anybody. Tonight, Thursday night football. Good game. Intriguing matchup. The new place. Longest touchdown under 40.5 yards at William Hill. Longest lead under 14.5. -130.
Largest lead?
Largest lead under.
Yeah.
14.5 points. I didn't say that?
Well, no, it's. Never mind.
Okay, largest. November 12th. Wisconsin laying 1 at Iowa. Come on. What's Iowa going to do offensively, right?
What's the total in the game, you think?
Yeah, right. They'll put a 31 against Northwestern. November 19th. Quack, quack. Oregon laying 4 at home against Utah. Like that game as well. I bet Oregon yesterday. It's so good at home.
Yeah, okay. So, pending plays for this week. I have the Bengals -3 against the Browns. I laid $1.15 and $1.20 in that game. They're up to 3.5 now, the way it looks against Cleveland. The total is 47, pretty much painted across the board. And a couple of player props that I like for tonight. Let me give you Tom Brady's game log so far. The attempts, passing attempts per game, week 1, 27, week 2, 34. From week 3 on, 42, 52, 52, 40, and 49. They can't run the football.
They don't try most of the time.
They don't.
That's the other thing.
Even against Atlanta with that big lead, they weren't even running the football.
Yeah, he was throwing the ball because I had him in Survivor.
Yeah.
Like, they were throwing the ball up 21.
Yes, they were.
Asinine.
And we're watching that game here at Circa, scratching our heads like, what is going on with this game plan? The one concern I have is that Calais Campbell is out for this game tonight, so maybe they run the ball a little bit better. But 38.5, when he's gone over, he's breezed by that number basically 4 out of the last 5 weeks, and they love to throw the ball. I'll ride it again here with Tom Brady over 38.5 passing attempts. And how about over 3.5 made field goals? And that is plus 105 right now. And I can I'll break this down again for the peeps who missed this earlier in the show with Justin Tucker alone. So if you go back over the last 3 weeks, Tucker has the most field goal attempts in the league, averaging 3.3 field goals per game. And Tampa Bay ranks in the top 10 in fantasy points allowed to kickers during that same time. Both these teams have issues scoring touchdowns. We'll have chances tonight, I think.
Yep. Red zone issues. Sets up beautifully.
Yep.
There you go. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern. BetRivers.com. I went as the movie, the great movie, The Town. The scene where they rob a bank and they were dressed as the nuns, how they did that. Very good movie. Very good. And you went as Dexter for Halloween.
So I'm getting, I kind of screwed myself over today because we can't stand up.
Yeah.
So if I stood up, you'd be able to see I got the full apron on.
Well, should be able to stand up.
I got blood spattered on this thing. I brought in the face shield.
It's good.
I wanted to go a little bit under the radar this year because last year I was Ted Lasso and like everybody was going as Ted Lasso. So, I also, this was kind of like just for me and my wife personally, because we named our dog Dexter, who passed away 2 weeks ago today. We named our dog Dexter after his character on the show.
Really?
When we filled out the paperwork, it was Dexter Morgan Moss. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Because this show, again, and it was my number one most shocking TV moment of all time when his wife at the end of season 4, Rita Morgan, gets it from John Lithgow, the Trinity Killer. And to me, it's the most... I'm 5 feet away from the TV screen watching the end of that episode. I have noises coming out of my mouth. I'm like, I didn't even know how to react. I had to rewind it and watch like the last 20 minutes. I'm like, what? And then, for those who have watched it, when the phone is ringing and she's not picking up the phone, I started to get goosebumps. I'm like, uh-oh, don't even tell me. Yeah. And then...
Thanks for ruining it. But the
it means nothing to you. It means nothing.
Okay, I'm done. I'm playing. That was fun. We did that earlier in the week. Top five most shocking.
I can't disagree with Ned Stark.
Got that. Yep.
But to me, my reaction to Rita Morgan was more extreme than when Ned Stark got his head chopped off.
So now, you know how I operate on Halloween. Mitch is out of town tomorrow. I'm taking a maintenance day. We're back Monday with Mike Palm. But the candy, we did candy raid power ratings a couple months ago.
Okay.
And I went after this Orlovsky guy with this Reese's piece is no good. I mean, give me a break.
Oh, is that what he said?
Reese's peanut butter cups.
No joke.
I will fight people. I like candy corn. Now, I don't have a top five, but it made my list. I don't have a problem with the candy corn. But when you look at give me the Twix.
The problem with the candy corn is it gets stuck in the teeth too much. It's too waxy.
Fair. That's fair.
And then you're like,
why do I have a top three? What was that? I don't have a top three. I had it down the list. Love Twix. Snickers.
Oh, do you go peanut butter Twix or the regular?
I go both. I love them. Oh, you know I'm a candy guy.
The peanut butter Twix.
Love it. Whatchamacallit.
Very
Come
good.
On. Give me a whatchamacallit cold. Woo! Just get them for a dollar at Walgreens.
When I was younger, the ultimate combination was a frozen whatchamacallit or a frozen Kit Kat with an ice cold can, not a bottle, a can of Mountain Dew.
Gotta go can.
Oh, no cans bottle. Are Mountain Dew. Way better.
Can.
Yep.
Kit Kat, very good. 100 grand underrated.
I like those.
Score underrated. But there's
Snickers guy.
Snickers, very good. Satisfied.
Milky Way?
No good. I don't like the
Milky Way. How about Milky Way Dark?
No.
I like that one.
No. Big fan of the candy.
Do you like Almond Joy?
No.
Coconut get you?
Yeah.
Or the...
Oh, every time. Not a coconut.
You're not a coconut guy?
No. Don't like the coconut.
Okay, because I like Mounds and Almond Joy, too. Do you load up, like, for Halloween just to have it for yourself? Because I know lights are off.
It's always Halloween for me. Like, my dad runs in the family. This is my costume.
I should
do that Monday in honor of. I found the T-shirt. I just got to get the hat now. My dad bought a hat a long time ago in Wisconsin. It was at a gas station. This is my costume. He would wear it, though, like in June. Walk around. And by then, it was over. He'd been fired from his job. The alcohol took hold, and that was it.
How old was he? Was he as old as you are right now?
Oh, he died at 42? 40.
Did he really that young?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
couldn't stop. It's like Nick Cage. He couldn't.
Did you like him or no? Other than like the massive drinking problem, did you like him as a dad?
He wasn't bad.
Good guy.
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah.
And no matter what you and your mom said, or your mom specifically,
his mind was made up. There wasn't anything he could do, or he was going to do.
It was like Jack at the end of Breaking Bad. He knew, like, exactly what Mike Palm said yesterday. When Hank calls out, "What, you're the smartest guy I've ever known," and yet you didn't know 10 minutes ago, he made up his mind that he's going to kill me.
You go to medical school for 12 years, and you're a heavy smoker, and you drink, and I didn't respect him because he drank Bush Light. That was one of the problems. But he went to rehab. He went to get help. And then
right out of rehab,
out of rehab, when mom picks him up, he says, pull over to the liquor store. I mean, that's it. After a month
and
of that.
And did she?
Yeah. Well, I at that point, it's like, where are the papers, right? It's like Giselle. I thought you were retiring. Mm. You know, that's like, where do I sign?
Well, that's unfortunate, man.
Oh, man. No, but it's all right. But that's with my, not so much candy with you? No.
No, I gave up candy. I mean...
I like graham crackers. Not that I don't think it qualifies. I'm a graham cracker guy with milk. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's tough to beat a good s'mores, right?
Sure. They have them right here at Berry's. What a dessert that is.
Oh, is that good? I haven't had that one.
Never had the s'mores at Berry's?
I don't think so, no.
With the marshmallow? Oh, come on.
I don't think I did.
That's outrageous. No one's told you about the s'mores at Berry's?
I'm not a big dessert guy, Paulie.
I know, but no one's told you. You never try it?
I don't think so, no.
Ah.
The last time I went there, the guy, it was actually Barry. Barry himself came out, and he was making the seafood tower. Does it tableside. Oh, unbelievable how good they knocked it out of the park here. Yeah.
That's good.
So I'm getting everything, by the way, in my costume. People have no idea who I am.
Tough. They pick up midstream. Yeah.
They're asking if I'm a welder.
Well, I'm drawn dead, too, because The Town came out. It was good, but I don't think it was a box office bonanza in 2010. I went as Alan from The Hangover. People are like, who are you?
Yeah.
Who am I?
It's only the
number one rated R movie in history.
Yeah. I think it's the most successful comedy in the history of movies. So, and you had the baby.
Oh, the baby
attached.
Sure.
The Town is actually excellent. I went to the theater to go watch that. I need to watch
great
it again.
Scenes. I didn't care for John Hamm, but the Fenway Park scene.
That was very good.
There are three great
scenes. I thought Affleck was very good in it,
too. Oh, yes, he was.
Yeah.
Sure.
That was during that stretch, though, where Renner was just outstanding.
Renner plays the masshole perfectly.
Yep.
Perfectly.
Yep.
What he's doing.
Pro tip of the hour right now here on VEASAN, available for VEASAN Pro subscribers at the website. It is, we'll reiterate this again today. Be disciplined when betting teasers in the NFL. Be very disciplined, right?
Working out this year.
No, it's not. It's not. Don't force it. Don't force betting the teasers. And again, you need to cap, as Frank B. so brilliantly said yesterday, you need to capture the key numbers of 3 and 7, either way you do it. Don't force it. Be disciplined. Available every single hour at VEASAN.com. So that means at least 20 every single day for VEASAN Pro subscribers. Paul Charchian, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer, on the show coming up next. What are his predictions for new 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey? And can we expect a bounce back from Mark Andrews tonight after catching 0 passes last week?
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50.
There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get everything VSiN has to offer for the rest of the football season for only $99. Sign up now. Get VSiN Pro access all the way through the Super Bowl. What a deal. Only $99. VSiN.com/subscribe. Basketball season. The NBA's here. College basketball coming up. Pro picks. Recap of the top plays by every host and guest. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Time now for Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchian with GuillotineLeagues.com makes his weekly appearance. Oh, boy. Happy early Halloween. Look at this.
Team player.
Wow.
There you go.
Now, that is impressive with the,
now
you have that just waiting in the closet?
I keep it with me at all times. Now, you know. Here's how you know it's really serious.
Yeah, there you go. The Elvis sandwich.
We got the perfect Elvis, fat Elvis accoutrement, which is the peanut butter banana sandwich right here.
Yep.
Ready to go. Yep. That's happening immediately after this.
Okay.
Yes.
The sunglasses.
We're channeling our inner Elvis right now.
That's incredible.
Good job.
And you're not afraid to wear that. Oh, my God, pal.
Oh, I've already been to the store. Yep. Took this out to the store already. Pumped some gas with this on. Oh, I love it.
You got any? How about the drugs? Any of those?
They don't make enough drugs for me to do what Elvis was doing.
No kidding. Yeah. No kidding. Yeah.
Yep. But just in homage to Elvis, I will be heading to the toilet after this.
Okay.
What was the guy? The colonel?
The colonel, yeah.
Oh,
colonel.
That guy. Unbelievable.
Oh, terrible. Oh, he was in the movie too much, to be honest. Okay. So, Charch, if we can get serious here for a second, what should we expect from Christian McCaffrey in game two for the 49ers against the Rams this week? And as a side note, now what do we do with Jeff Wilson?
Yeah, it's going to be tricky here. So last week on 2 days' notice, we got 10 touches out of Christian McCaffrey. It's pretty good. So now advance the calendar a week. You figure he's good for 15, 17, 19 touches in this game. Wilson will still be a factor. They go into bye next week, and you figure they'll come out of the bye with Christian McCaffrey is as the obvious 1A, getting virtually all the work. This is your last chance to touch Jeff Wilson if you're ever going to start him, but I don't think I would here. Interestingly, there's a ton of recent history with this matchup. Christian McCaffrey played the Rams the week before he was traded, 2 weeks ago, as a member of the Panthers, and he put up 158 yards in that game.
Yeah.
And then the 49ers played the Rams. They're just three games removed from that game. San Francisco's running backs in totality, 118 yards and a touchdown. So actually pretty optimistic about McCaffrey here. If he can get into that 15, 18 touch range, that puts him pretty safely into play. I've got him as my running back number 18 this week. That is a startable ranking.
Okay, very good. Now, what do we do with the Rams? Akers going to be gone in the doghouse, can't run the ball. What do you think we should do with the Rams running back situation?
Now, this is super sneaky stuff. Fantasy owners are looking for an angle, somebody you can pick up that might help you. There's a chance right now the starting running back for the Rams this weekend, not Cam Akers, who's not even allowed to practice with the team.
Right.
It's not Darrell Henderson because he's not good. It's Kyron Williams, the fifth-round rookie that suffered an injury in week one, has been on IR ever since. He just got activated yesterday off IR. There's a chance he's going to lead this team in rushes. They are so unhappy with the running that they're getting right now. It could be Kyron Williams, and go pick him up. He's available in 96% of leagues. He was a super productive back at Notre Dame, all-purpose guy, catching. He can run and catch. He runs inside. He's not super gifted athlete because he won the fifth round, but he was super productive, and right now we would take productivity for the Rams. That's your angle. Kyron Williams.
I like it. I'm going to be searching for him after the show. Another guy that I was high on this week to pick up, evidently not high enough. I missed out on him with the fab budget, but what are we looking at right now in Miami with Raheem Mostert?
Yeah, Raheem Mostert is dominating the backfield. He has plastered Chase Edmonds onto the bench. You'll remember he played for Mike McDaniel, of course, his old offensive coordinator in San Francisco, had that big run to the Super Bowl. He gets a top five running back ranking for me this week because it's Detroit. Detroit's allowing the second most rushing yards and the most touchdowns to opposing runners. I've been looking to try to find props on Mostert. I can't find any. If you can find him, God bless you, and take the over and take the anytime touchdown. I don't even know what the odds are, and it doesn't matter. Over the last three games, Ramondre Stevenson, Rashad Penny, and the Dallas backfield average 151 rushing yards and 1.5 scores per game. I love Raheem Mostert this week.
Very strong. Okay, so for tonight's game, the point spread has gone back and forth. The Ravens, for most of the week, favored by 1, 1.5. Now Tampa Bay this morning, favored by 2. Lamar Jackson, after that blazing hot start where teams had no solution for him and he was killing them on the ground and in the air, well, he has cooled off since. What do you anticipate tonight against this Buccaneers defense?
Yeah, Lamar Jackson, just 3 touchdowns over his last 4 games. None of them on the ground, by the way, which is very important. Maybe we talk about Gus Edwards here in a minute, but they don't, when they've got good running backs on the field, they don't run Lamar Jackson near the stripe. They let the running backs do that. Jackson has rushed for at least 58 yards in each of the last 4 games, which is good. So he does help you with the rushing yards he does get. Tampa has allowed multiple passing touchdowns in 4 of their last 5 games. And so they're trending the wrong way. And I'm sure you guys know. Antoine Winfield out. Cornerbacks Carlton Davis and Sean Murphy Bunting out. Those are 2 of your 3 starting cornerbacks. So this feels like a very soft spot for Jackson. I think the rebound's coming tonight. I would hit the over 1.5 passing touchdowns for Jackson. That's a plus 115. I think he can find his way to 2 touchdowns, even as wobbly as he's looked. Rashad Bateman should be healthier here, and Tampa Bay missing those guys. I think that's the angle, is the overpassing touchdowns on Lamar Jackson.
All right, you hit on it. What about Gus Edwards, and then what do we do with Andrews?
So, 2 great questions. Let's do Gus Edwards first. He scored twice last week in his debut from this season. Tampa Bay's run defense has been elite for so long, we just always assume that it's good, but they've not been that good this year. They've quietly slumped to 13th in rushing yards allowed. This is a defense that's usually 1 or 2 over the last several years. Meanwhile, Gus had 16 carries in his first game back. If he just gets those same 16 carries against the Bucs, any runner with 16 or more carries, averaging 96 total yards and a touchdown, Gus gets all the goal line work here. The Gus anytime touchdown is plus 155. He scored twice last year on goal line runs, last week on goal line runs. And this is a great opportunity. I love the anytime touchdown for Gus Edwards, plus 155.
Yeah.
Oh, and you mentioned Mark Andrews.
Yes.
Yeah. So Andrews killed fantasy owners last week because he played. He was on the field virtually every snap. He didn't catch a pass. They only threw to him 1 time. So didn't practice all week. So we're going to have to rest Mark Andrews here. But that's kind of a chicken bleep answer to just say rest Mark Andrews, because there's no good tight ends out there. So I'm going to go one step further and I give you the tight end to take. And it's the other side of the field. It's Cade Otton, who has been thrust into the starting duty with Cameron Brate out. He is the second-year player who missed all of last year hurt.
Wow.
He's a big-bodied talent. He posted 64 yards last week without Cameron Brate. And the Ravens are getting hammered by tight ends, including giving up 9 catches for 86 yards to tight ends last week. Your Cade Otton over is 30.5 yards. Let's go Cade Otton, and let's rest Mark Andrews this week.
All right, 2 minutes. What happens with Brady? Does this horrible run continue? And with Gage out and Julio a game-time decision, do I then look at Godwin and Evans?
Yeah, in theory, Godwin and Evans are going to get a lot of attention in this game, and I do believe you're going to have bounce-back performances from both when they both disappointed badly last week. But the Bucs have generated just one touchdown in the last 10 quarters. This is a totally broken offense. The offensive line's a disaster, and they're going to be missing a starting guard in this game. Brady's thrown 0 or 1 touchdown in every game but one. That's it, 0 or 1. So I would not take any time touchdowns in this one. Baltimore secondary's improved. They started the season badly, but over the last 5 games, the average game against Baltimore passing, 236 yards and 0.8 touchdowns. So while I think a better game for Brady's coming, it won't materialize in the form of touchdowns, maybe more yards, more catches. I think continue to be very cautious on Tom Brady.
Always so many great nuggets when you check out these player profiles that are ranked at guillotineleagues.com under the tab called Charts Ranks. And also, you're still drafting Guillotine Leagues. How long does that go on for, by the way?
Yeah, through about week 10. So, yeah, you can still join a new Guillotine League because there's no head-to-head. We can just form leagues every day, basically, which is what we're doing. And that way you can continue to get some new action and hold a new draft.
Yeah, you got to go check it out. I'm down to 1 team. I had 4 to begin the year. I'm down to 1. And like I said, I missed out on Mostert. I probably won't survive much longer. My drafts were terrible. Turned out to be bad. Here's the thing. In my 4 leagues, I drafted first overall in 2 of them. So who am I going to take?
Jonathan Taylor.
Massive stink bomb. When's the last time a first overall consensus pick like Taylor had this bad of a start to his season?
Well, last year, because Christian McCaffrey was the number
one. Was he last year?
Yeah, and then he promptly went belly up. The year before that, it was Christian McCaffrey went belly up. So, yeah, it's tough. Look, Jonathan Taylor, actually, tough matchup this week for Jonathan Taylor because he's got a good Washington run defense.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't even tell you that it all comes together this week, and I'm sure Washington's going to play to stop him and make Sam Ellinger beat him. So I can't even tell you it gets better with Jonathan Taylor this week.
Good outfit. Looking
you're a great
good
sport,
kid.
Man.
Yeah.
You too. You guys look fantastic. We'll do it again in a year.
Sounds good. Thanks, pal.
All right, bye-bye.
Yep, there you go. Missed any of our show, go back. Search the Follow the Money podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. And good luck this week with all your bets.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bam!
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.